A moment in a bakery in Colorado has turned into what might be a landmark Supreme Court case, and they're going to hear the argument today. The Supremes are in the case of a cake baker and a bakery who refused to make a cake for a same-sex wedding. This is the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. This all went down in 2012. And they're having their moment, both sides, the same-sex couple and the owner of the shop today. And joining us to talk about that is Cornell University professor of law and blogger at legalinsurrection.com, Professor William Jacobson on our KTSA Window World Newsmaker line. Professor, thank you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
The couple is saying we were denied service because of who we are and who we love. At a public business, the owner of the shop, Jack Phillips, is saying the state is trying to force me into creating a work of art to celebrate an event that I don't believe in or I believe is forbidden by my religious beliefs. So he's saying free speech and religious right arguments in this case, right?
That's right. And it's not so much that they were denied service, they were denied the opportunity to have the bakery owner create a custom cake for them. I don't think there's any indication they were barred from buying off-the-shelf cakes or buying wedding cakes in general. The question is whether they can compel somebody to create a message that that person doesn't agree with. And in preparing for our segment, I went over the petition for certiorari, the petition by the bakery for the Supreme Court to take the case, which they did take, and it's being argued this morning. And it's very interesting that Colorado did not enforce this law that they had when there were other bakeries that refused to create messages for people they didn't, that the baker didn't like. So they there were other bakeries where people wanted to went to a bakery that supports same-sex marriage and wanted them to create a cake with a message on it criticizing same-sex marriage. Those people weren't punished in any way in Colorado, and there were two or three other examples. So the question becomes, is this baker being punished for the content of the message he doesn't want to create? Or is it being punished because of his religious beliefs? Whereas if you went to another bakery and said, you know, create a cake criticizing some religion, and they refuse to do it, the law wouldn't punish that person. So that's the free speech angle, and it's intertwined with the religious angle that at least this baker, and it seems to be a good faith assertion. It's not something he made up. He doesn't create cakes that celebrate divorce or Halloween or other things that he believes are against his religion, and that's really the question.
And I want to zero in on what you said a couple of minutes ago about the idea that there's no evidence that a gay person or a gay couple could not come into this store and buy anything else or order anything else, whether they were known to be gay or not. It was really specifically creating a custom cake for a same-sex wedding. This almost sounds like, and I'm not accusing the couple of this, but it almost sounds tailor-made for a test case.
Right, and I have no idea. I have not seen anything that this was a setup or anything like that. But even if it was a setup, they're still entitled to their rights. And if you have a right to force somebody to create a custom cake for your same-sex wedding, then you have that right, whether you're doing it as a test case or not as a test case. And I think it's, you know, I've been desperately searching online for some reports about how the argument is going this morning, and I can't find anything, presumably because you can't use electronics inside the courthouse. So I assume very soon you're going to have a lot of reporters running to TV cameras and a lot of legal commenters who were in the courtroom and will be reporting on how it went. But the fact that the court took the case, I think, is probably an indication that there are four votes to overturn what Colorado did. Whether there's five is really the question.
We're talking with law professor William Jacobson at KTSA. Do you see it as other analysts do, that this is really will come down to where Justice Kennedy goes, that he's the swing vote? Or are you not so sure that it will divide that way?
I'm not really sure because, you know, everybody thinks of Justice Kennedy, you know, with the same-sex marriage decision. On the other hand, you know, it's a different issue now. Nobody's questioning whether there's a right to same-sex marriage. The Supreme Court ruled there is. So that's not really the question here. You know, the question, there's a constitutional right to, you know, bear arms. But could you force a bakery to create a custom cake for you celebrating the right to bear arms? What if that person doesn't believe, doesn't support that constitutionally protected right? And so I don't know how this is going to split up. I just think that, you know, if it does split on the traditional lines, Justice Kennedy will be the swing vote.
Yeah. We hear that there are some 90 briefs, I guess they call them amicus curiae, friend of the court briefs or outside briefs. Do those have any effect on a case like this, or are they just an opportunity for interested parties to sort of get on the record?
Yeah, well, I can't say that it would absolutely not have any. There might be one by a particular group, but the reality of what happens with these is that these are groups that then use their submitting the brief for fundraising.
Right,
okay,
right.
These are activist groups on both sides who want to weigh in. They may legitimately feel they want to weigh in, but the reality is a lot of this is just going for show. They're not going to raise an issue that the parties in the court are not aware of. They're not going to shed some light that nobody's thought of before, in all likelihood. A lot of these public interest groups do it because this is what they do, and they need to do it in big cases so they can continue to solicit fundraising.
And finally, Professor, I know it's hard to answer this when we don't even have the verdict or the opinion, and we have many months to go before we get that, but would it likely be a case that would inform other, like, photographers and other vendors and business people as to what they could and could not do, or is that making this too broad?
Well, we have to wait, but that is going to be one of the arguments of the slippery slope, that if you allow this to happen, then you're going to open up a host of services that will not be available to same-sex couples because people will just call it a message and call it opinion and call it religion, but what they're really doing is discriminating against people. And so that, I think, is going to be one of the arguments the court's going to have to grapple with, it, which is where do you draw the line? And that's frequently a problem, and I think it would be a problem going forward, depending what the result is here.
Of course, a problem the other way, too. If they rule that Jack Phillips has to bake the cake, it raises the question for every single person who owns a business, how far can the government go in making you do something, in making decisions for your business?
And that's really the question. Can the government compel you to adopt certain speech? The simple answer is no. The question is whether this is speech, whether it's intertwined with religious freedom, and where you draw the line.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. Appreciate your time today, Professor. If we don't talk again, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Okay, great. Thank you, you too.
Thank you for being with us. Read him at legalinsurrection.com. It's a great blog. You'll enjoy reading it every day. Variety of subjects, not all of them strictly about legal matters, but many of them. And so that's the argument. Just today, the argument, we'll have to wait till next year to get the ruling, but the argument today in Masterpiece Cake Shop. Much more to come, including your votes in today's Stevens Roofing JR poll at 210-599-5555, or you can always get a hold of me, jack@ktsa.com. What do you think about the cake baking case? You know, I say this with no animosity or hostility towards same-sex marriage. I went to a same-sex marriage in my family this summer. It was a wonderful time. I want people to be free. I want people to love who they love. I so disagree with any time you use the power of the state to force private citizens or private business owners to do what you want them to do. I say if you want to persuade somebody, work on somebody, boycott somebody, shame them on social media into doing something you think they should do, that's fine. I'm for all the free speech we can have and more of it. But I'm kind of appalled, frankly, that people who had to fight for the legal right to have the state recognize their marriage, which meant they were fighting the state. You understand that in 2015, the Obergefell case was gay people fighting the state, fighting the law. I'm appalled that inside of 2 years, you would turn around and now say, well, now I want the state to force people to do stuff that, you know, it's the wrong way to do things. Whatever your thoughts are, obviously, a lot of people who support Masterpiece Cake Shop support it because they oppose gay marriage. But some of us support that cake shop because we really believe that one citizen should not use the government or the force of law to get what he wants from another citizen. And the man that owns this bakery, I believe, owns the control of what he does in that kitchen. Obviously, it's subject to things like health laws and zoning laws, but it's his skin in the game. It's up to him. And if he is in a community where a lot of same-sex marriages take place and word gets out that he doesn't cater to them, then he pays the price for that. But that's his choice. And it should always be his choice. And I would really worry about the day when talented, creative people decide that it's too much trouble to own a business. It's too much trouble to start a small business because, you know, the odds are somebody's going to take you to court or the government's going to start making decisions for you and trying to run your business for you. We will all be poorer. All of us will be poorer if we create a business climate where people like Jack Phillips don't start their own business and operate it in our community. So we'll see what the Supremes have to say about it today and how they rule on it next year.